I'll be brief with my time.
Συντακούια σαν συντακούματα μουντα.
And try to speak slowly and not use too many words that don't translate. Okay. Proverbs 3, we're going to start with it.
Tatutano.
And this is a verse that's probably pretty familiar to a lot of us. Look at this. I have artwork with this verse on it. How cool is that? All kind of street cred when you have Christian artwork in your house, as opposed to you have pagan artwork, secular artwork. So this is the first part of this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It left the last part off. It's just because that's the part that's not as fun. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding, or do not lean on your own understanding.
Amini ya Mungu kwa moyo wako wote na usiangalie nani au kuelewa kwako.
Sure. Okay. So this principle, this there's two parts of this verse, and this is crucial to you beginning a relationship with God and then continuing.
Hii parti ya Biblia niko important sana kwako kuanza nani relation yako na Mungu na kuendelea.
First you have to trust the Lord.
Ya kwanza ifao muamini Mungu.
And so many of us, all of us have trust issues, like, can I trust God? Is he a good God? Can I trust what he wants me to do with my life?
Bengi wetu tunaogopa kuamini Mungu. Tunakuwa na makisio mengi, mimi naweza muamini Mungu kwa vitu vyote.
Before you ever become a follower of God, that's one of the things you have to work through. Can I trust this God?
Kabla ya kuwa mwaminifu au kuaminia Mungu, ni makisio zinakuja mkichwa, sikinaweza aminia Mungu.
And we have people in the room who have said, yes, I can trust God with my life.
Na tuko na watu hapa mu room, even wanaaminia kama yeah, naweza aminia Mungu kwa maisha yangu yote.
And we have people in the room who are still kind of trying to figure that out. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust God. I don't know if he is a good God. I don't know if I can really follow him in all my ways.
Na pako mmoja kati yetu wenye bangali wana dute. Banangali wana oga kwa kuamini Mungu.
The second part of this verse is the crazy thing, because when we don't trust God, we do this second thing.
Partia pili ya hii nani verse njoo iko important sana juu kama utaamini Mungu utafanya vingine vitu.
We rely on our own understanding.
Juu tafuko na jaminia si peke sasa.
And as I've worked through this a lot this week, it just sounds weird to say out loud.
Lakini ni hii wiki hii semana yote nilikuwa naangalia hii nani verse ina sound mbaya nani ukisema kwa maneno.
That there are many times I don't trust God because I think Brent knows best.
Mara mingi kuna sana nisiamini Mungu juu nasema Brent najua.
You probably don't think Brent knows best, so insert your own name there.
Yeah, no unaweza kuwa unapitia manani umetia jina lako pale.
That's the tension with the Bible. It tells us that we are to trust God with all of our heart, with all of our lives, and not be wise in our own eyes, not trust our own understanding.
Biblia inatuamuru kama tuaminie Mungu kwa moyo wetu na nguvu zetu zote, tusijiaminisi.
It starts with salvation.
Inaanza na wokovu.
But then it's not a settled thing. It's for the rest of your life.
Sio na ya muda wa maisha yako yote.
Not that you're going to lose your salvation.
Sio maana utapoteza nani wokovu wako.
But are you going to be even a Christ follower who really follows Christ?
Lakini utaweza kuendelea kumfuata Mungu.
See, you can't just go like, oh, I trust God. I got the artwork. This Brent did it. I mean, Brent has trusted God. He's done it. It's a done deal.
I would say, oh, naamini Mungu afuko na art za hivi mnyumba asenjo yote.
It's a daily decision.
Ni kitu ya kila siku.
So let me give you some examples of this.
Nikupatie ma mfano.
Okay, first of all, I know I work with teenagers.
Kama kisi mnajua mimi natumika na watu wadogo, wa teenagers.
So a lot of times when we read this, we think of like the big life decisions.
Mana mengi tukisoma yetu tunakuwa tunajiwazia oh this is your mkubwa sana.
Like trust God with what does he want you to be when you grow up?
Kama oh tunaamini Mungu sasa kitu gani Mungu anataka tukue sasa tunakomala.
Who does he want you to marry?
Nani anataka uoe?
Will you get married?
Utaoa.
Because it's like I don't have it figured out. Like I can't lean on my understanding. This is too confusing. So I'm supposed to trust God with this stuff.
Jua atuelewe kama hivi vitu ni vitu vingi sio pia tuweze nani ifo tumo esi tunaweza mpatia Mungu atueleweshe hivi vitu.
The big decisions.
This is your mkubwa.
Do I move to another city? Those kind of things.
Eske ni change maisha niende fasi nyingine kuishi? Eske hakuna mwaminifu kwa Mungu?
And that is true. You have to trust God in those things.
Na lakini ni kweli ifo aminie Mungu kwa kila kitu.
Many of us, it's too late. You've already decided what college, what if you're getting married or not. Who? So that's not the deal. It's not just trust God in the big stuff.
Kwa wengine wetu, ushakamata decision wewe peke bila kumunani kumshirikisha Mungu. Ushakaolewa, ushakafanya mariage, ushaenda ku college au kumshirikisha Mungu kwa kila kitu.
It's trust him daily.
Ni kumwamini Mungu kila siku.
Anytime that we sin,
kila sasa tukifanya dhambi,
we rebel against God. We go against what God wants.
Tunaenda kinyume na mapenzi ya Mungu.
And so when we sin,
sasa tunafanya dhambi,
we don't trust God, but we think that we know best and we go a different direction.
Hatuamini Mungu. Tunaenda nyingine direction ya pembeni.
So hopefully you know that that's all of us. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and we even as Christians, even as those of us who follow God, we still struggle with sin.
Hata sie at Biblia natuambia kama tungali banani wachafu. Hata sie tunajiita nani waliokolewa. Tungali tuna struggle na hiyo nani ya kusin.
So just fill in the blank in your life what areas of sin it is in your life.
Jiangalie
list them all.
Sorry. Jiangalie wewe peke maishani mwako. Nani parti gani za maisha yako ingali na kusumbua?
But that's what's always going on. We know what God wants, but we don't trust it. Here's kind of what goes on. Well, we know what God wants, but we want to do our own thing.
Nadhani inaendelea hivi maisha yetu. Tunajua Mungu anataka, mimi tunafanya vingine.
We don't think that he has our best interest at heart. We don't think that maybe he understands how to live life today. We're a modern people. This is an old book. So maybe God doesn't I'm wiser. I know more about this. I know more what I need. I know what God said, but I am wise in my own eyes.
Bangine wanasema Biblia ni ya zamani, sasa tunaishi maisha ya kisasa. Siwezi aminia vitu vya Biblia nasema. Bangine wanasema ah hivi vitu vyote tunapitia yako Yesu Mungu anabielewa. Panakuwa confusion.
Okay, so you could fill in a bunch of examples. I'm going to go with one. I apologize. I know it's a family service. Okay, so I'll just talk in code, all right? The world I don't know if you want to translate that or not. The world says to have intimate relationships outside of a marriage relationship context.
Dunia au societe inakwambia unaweza kuwa na relation nje ya mariage. Avant mariage.
Right? I mean, you've picked up on that. Like, it's pretty clear that like that is what is normal. That is what's expected to just, you know, to have relationships outside of a marriage.
Dunia ishafanya ikuwe kawaida batu kuwa na relation avant mariage.
And the Bible is real clear that in marriage is the way to do that.
Na Biblia inatuambia kama ifo uko kwanza mu mariage ndio kuna relation na huyo mtu.
So then this is what happens. Then you have to decide, does God know what he's talking about? Does God really, or is he a good God? Is he trying to take fun and joy and he doesn't really know how to live life, and so I'm going to be wise in my own eyes. I'll do life my way.
Afu unakutana mtu anaanza jiuliza, "Iske hivi mtu nani Biblia inasema ni kweli?" Au Mungu ali nani hapa kidogo. Acha nende na mimi nifanye hivi kwanza, apre ndarudia kwa Mungu apre.
That's any sin in our lives.
Hiyo ni dhambi maishani mwetu.
And so and then this is the great thing about God and his word being true.
Na hiki ndio kitu kikubwa kuhusu Mungu na maneno yake kuwa kweli.
It doesn't even matter if you believe it.
Haijalishi kama unaaminia.
God said it and so it's true.
Kama alisema maana yake ni kweli.
And so there are principles in place. Sin always leads to destruction, death, it always rips us off. Sin always is bad for us.
Je, tunajua kama zambi itatupeleka motoni. Zambi ni mbaya kwetu.
The Bible's clear, it can be fun for a while. Sin can be fun for a season. There's no doubt about that.
Unaweza furahia zambi mu season, mais après hapo ni mauti ya milele.
But in the end it rips us off.
Mauti ya milele mwisho.
And the thing is, I don't have to convince the vast majority of you of that. You know that in your own life, Christian or non-Christian, that when you have gone your own way, it can be fun for a while, but in the end, it's a train wreck with different consequences, the way you feel about yourself.
Nadhani kila mtu hapa anajua kama unapoenda kinyume na mapenzi ya Mungu, unajitia mzambi na unajua lakini unadecide kuendelea mwa zambi.
So we daily have to decide, are we going to trust God? Do we believe that God is good and he knows how to live life? Or am I going to be wise in my own eyes because God doesn't really understand this modern world, or I'm pretty smart and I can figure this stuff out. God doesn't know what he's talking about.
Kama Mkristo ifo kuona na maisha kila siku kuona kusogelea Mungu na kumwambia Mungu najua kama society inasema hivi mimi ndakufuata wewe na kutegemea wewe.
I'm going to read verse 5 again and then I'm going to go to 6. So the biggest principle is trust the Lord with all your heart and don't rely on your own understanding.
Nasema amini Mungu kwa moyo wako wote na usijiamini wewe peke.
Verse 6 goes on to say, in all your ways know him, or some of you have memorized it in a different way, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight.
Verse 6 inasema kwa kila jambo na kila tendo muamini Yesu.
All right, what this is telling us is, one, is the goal of your life is to know God and to make him known.
Hii verse inatuambia kama maisha yetu ingekuwa kumjua Mungu na kumuelewesha kwa kila mtu, kumjulisha kwa kila mtu.
And it goes on to say, the second part of this proverb is and he will make your paths straight. And straight paths are a good thing. That's in the Bible when it's talked about, we're not much of a walking culture, but you want a straight path, all right? So that's a good thing. You're like, I don't really care if the path's straight or not. I'm a wanderer. I like to go exploring. No, straight path, that's a good thing. So if you trust God, if you follow him, acknowledge him in all your ways, then he will give you straight path. Blessing.
Biblia inasema kama ukimwamini Mungu kwa moyo wako wote na atafungua milango ya maisha yako.
Okay. So what this is not promising you is like a prosperity gospel.
Na hii haiku promete ni maisha ya kifahari.
Like if you trust God, you'll be hashtag blessed.
Lakini uamini kama ukimwamini Mungu utabarikiwa.
Like the American dream of basically like you follow God and he will make all your wildest dreams come true. You'll get the nice house, you'll get good kids, you'll like get the nice clothes, you know, maybe a nice car. You're going to never have bad things. You won't have cancer, you won't have people hate you, you'll get the promotions. Like follow God and you'll have a straight path. It's just hashtag blessed. It's not saying that. It's not teaching prosperity gospel.
Biblia inasema kama ukimwamini Mungu utakuwa na gari ya bien, utakuwa na magonjwa, utakuwa na kila kitu. Biblia inasema hivyo, inasema muamini Mungu kwa moyo wako wote, atafungua milango yako ya maisha ya baraka.
But there really is an overall principle, and I think this is important for you to get, that honestly, because God is creator and he created us, he knows how to live life, and following God really is better.
Like kwa gisi Mungu alituumba sie, alituumba tumtumikie. Na tukimfuata yeye atakuwa na anaangushia tuweko. Atuangushia.
So I think it's important for us to know that the Bible does promise us blessing by following God. It is a bad thing, like talking to youth, and I felt like this at times during my teenage years. It is a bad thing if you feel like I'm going to follow God, and because I'm following God, I'm going to give up a lot of good things.
Na niona confusion mobajene garçon bengi wanasema oh nikifuata Mungu ndapoteza swate nani au ndapata kitu fulani ni kama pako dona
like if you feel like you're a Christian and you're not really enjoying life on this earth, but one day you're going to die And then you have eternity. And then you're going to be able to look at all those other people who didn't have Jesus and go, told you. See, it is better. Like if you think that Jesus died on the cross, if you think your relationship, like the best thing you get out of your relationship with God is dying and spending eternity with him, like that's not what the Bible does talk about blessing on this earth.
Biblia inasema patakubarikiwa hapa, mia kwa mia hapa na mia kwa mia mbinguni. So, hawezi kuwa na mentality ya kusema, oh, nangua kwanza nikufe njoo nikuwa na relation na Mungu hapana. Before relation na Mungu anzie hapa hapa na ikusaidie kufika mbinguni.
So, if you follow God, your path will be straight. You really will have abundant life. And once again, I think because we want to be wise in our lives, because there is an appeal to sin, we do run after stuff and we think this is going to be better than what God has to offer. But the reality is, all of us have done this, and most of us know that the reality is when we do stray from God, when we do chase after sin, it doesn't satisfy us. We are more miserable. And when we have things right with God, we are more happy.
Tunapoenda kinyume na mapenzi ya Mungu, tunakuwa tunakimbia uso wa Mungu. Na hata kama tunajua mara mingi tunaendelea mwa hiyo njia.
And you can even look at it like sins that we talk about when you're just debating God, like I don't think you know what you're talking about. This is better. The reality is all those sins has consequences and God wants us to avoid those. Like God wants us to avoid the consequences that rebelling against him brings into your life.
Na Mungu anapenda tuelewe kama kwenda kinyume naye pako consequences mingi inakuwa maisha yako pako madhara mingi inakuwa maisha yetu.
I listed just a couple of them that we just so you can kind of see, like the one that we talked about, having relations outside of marriage. You know, as a teenager I'm thinking like, okay, that's part of I've got to follow God and so I'm giving up what's pretty awesome on this earth, and one day I'll get married, and then that is supposed to be good, but then also all of this is really giving up stuff so that one day I'll be happy with God. But really looking at following God at times made my life like more sad or more miserable. I didn't get to do the fun things that people who didn't follow God ran after.
So siete natuonesha kama nani example anatumikisha mbani ile kuwa na relation avant mariage. Kwa na relation avant mariage ni zambi, me wakutana bengi bana sema se, acha kwanza ni enjoy kwanza hivi, après njo ni kwa na nani, na ni olewe njo maisha yako bien, me hapana.
Jesus said that he came to give us abundant life.
Mungu anasema alikuja hapa kutupatia maisha mema.
And honestly, the more that I have followed God, the more that I have, you know, trusted him and not my own self, I see that it is abundant life. It's abundant life when I do things the way God wants me to do them.
Na anasema kivyake maisha yake mema anaona sana fata Yesu. Sana msogelea Yesu.
I'll give just a couple of examples. One is like forgive others or pray for your enemies.
Ingine example ni kusamehe wengine na au kuombea nani maadui zako.
Like God wants us to do that.
Mungu anapenda tufanye hivyo.
But in our wisdom says, nah, I got to get them back by just holding a grudge, or they got to see how mad I am at them. I'm not going to forgive them.
Lakini akili yetu tunasema ifo nimpate naye kwanza, ifo akome naye kidogo.
And even like the medical field will tell you that's good, like holding on to resentment and grudges and all that stuff is bad for you. Like you need to like obey God because it is good for you on this earth, not just like so you'll get eternal rewards, but like honestly living for God, obeying him in that area, it is good for you on this earth.
Yeah, kubakiza vitu muroho ase uko vengeance unani upiganishe mtu mwingine ni mbaya kwanza hapa kwako duniani na ni mbaya mbinguni tu. Mungu anapenda uache hiyo manani usamee kila mtu.
Being generous of what God has given you, our natural inclination is like, no, this is all about me. All this stuff's for me. I'm going to live for me. Everybody else can take care of themselves.
Before mimi kama Mungu alikuumba wewe na Mungu anapenda uishi wewe. Usikue na vitu vingi nani ndani ya roho yako vikusumbue au vikuzibie njia yako kwenda mbinguni.
God wants you to trust him and providing for you, and trust him and you giving to others, and see what blessings that God will bring in your life that way.
Mungu anapenda muamini kwa kila jambo na kila tendo. Unapopana kitu, unapopana kitu au patia mtu, amini kama Mungu anagusa huyo mtu Na Mungu kugusa mtu na Mungu atafanya kubariki wewe.
Not a prosperity gospel, but honestly saying that if you follow God, your life will be better. You will have more joy. You will have more peace. You will have less anxiety, less stress by trusting in God on this earth, not just only in heaven.
Unapoamini Mungu kuna raha ndani ya Yesu, kuna upendo ndani ya Yesu, kuna amani ndani ya Yesu.
Verse 7. It repeats kind of that same principle. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes, which is what we're tempted to do.
Usijione kuwa mwenye busara sana mbele ya watu.
But fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
Uogope Mungu na ukimbie shetani.
In this second part here, it talks about fear the Lord. I like Mason's illustration. I just think it makes a lot of sense when he talks about the fear of the Lord, where if, let's say, you're sitting on the couch watching TV, your dad walks in and says, hey, can you go mow the yard? And you go, hey, will you shut up? Like, saying that out loud just makes me uncomfortable, like, because there's a natural, like, fear of the Lord, like, fear of, like, an authority, like, all creative power.
Bangine watoto wana, mtu mzazi anaweza tuma mtoto anasema, hey, bwana. Wende ukate mayani pitia na anasara hapana sinda kukata pako nani yenye pako nguvu yenye ai balance pale.
Okay, pako. Okay. But then there's also the fear of the Lord, like, you, like, once you're in a relationship, like, you don't want to disappoint him, like I don't want to break God's heart, I don't want to rebel against him. So there's a fear of the Lord, not just out of like, oh, he's going to get me, but also like, I don't want to break his heart. I don't want to go against what he wants.
Hatutaki kama mtu kama Mkristo upende ukue na umiza roho ya Mungu. Ifo kuwa na ile boga ya kusema, sinafanya dhambi juu itamkasirisha Mungu.
But once again, this verse is interesting because it starts off, don't be wise in your own eyes. Brent, don't be wise in your own eyes. But fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
Biblia inasema kama usijifanye kuwa mwerevu sana kupita kiasi au unajua sana lakini kimbia dhambi.
Because when we are wise in our own eyes and we don't fear the Lord out of him being creator, you know, way bigger than me, or out of a relationship of like, I don't want to break his heart, when we don't fear the Lord, what I've found is we a lot of times we don't even call what we're doing evil. Like when I read Eve, I'm saying, well, I don't do evil. Like I'm not in witchcraft. I'm not in Satanism. I don't go out and kill animals behind my house. Nothing weird. I don't do evil.
Evil. Simanishi kama oh niko na uwa kila kitu na uwa manani vidudu nyuma nyumba yangu sijui hapana.
Because in my own eyes, my sin isn't evil. It's just compared to like other people. Like this guy's sin, it's not that bad. So we compare in my own eyes, when I rebel against God, it's not evil because there's always somebody who does worse. So I've justified my sin because I'm wise in my own eyes and I don't fear God.
Ni kama kusema, zambi zangu sio mingi sana kama za PJ. So ningali sawa na Mungu. Au anasema dhambi zangu sio mingi sana kama za Pedro. Ningali sawa. So unataka kujustifie dhambi zako.
So we justify sin. We don't, and that's what I'm saying. As I looked at that, like, I don't do anything evil. My sin is evil. And so when you fill in the blank on whenever you go, you know, God, I don't think you know what you're talking about. I'm going to go my own way. That's doing evil. We've run after evil. We've rebelled against Creator God.
Juu kama utambui kama zambi yako ni zambi, hautaelewa kama ni zambi machoni mwako na hautaomba msamaha kuhusu hiyo zambi.
In verse 8 though is, I think, really important for you to grasp, is this is the whole reason God wants you to trust him and not yourself.
Verse ya 8 inasema injo maana Mungu anapenda umwamini yeye pale kujiamini wewe peke.
I'm going to say this before I read the verse.
Atani sema
just remind you that God is a good God and he loves you and he's got plans for you and they're good plans and not to harm you.
Natani kumbusha kama Mungu anakupenda na plan zake sio plan za kuku za kuku za kuku arbia maisha yako mea kuku prosperity. Prosperize.
Some of us, we have a hard time trusting God, but this verse 8 talks about why he wants us to trust him and not our own understanding.
Verse 8 nasema inatuonesha kama jua nini Mungu anapenda tuaminie yeye pale kujiamini si peke.
Because it's good for you.
Juu ni njema kwako.
This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones.
Itaponya maisha yako na itakupatia nguvu mifupani mwako.
It's kind of a weird thing to say. I've never written like on a Valentine's card like I hope you have healing for your body and strengthening for your bones. It's kind of weird, kind of biblical.
Iko mpe different juu ukisikia mtu akiandikia kwa nani kwa papia Valentine's anakuambia bana mwili wako upone na mifupa yako iko male. Abieleweki.
But it is like a good promise from God saying he wants you to trust him and not yourself, not so that you'll earn heaven, but so that it'll be a good thing for you.
Na hii Mungu anasema kama tukinapoamini sio juu ya sisi tunapenda kwenda mbinguni itakuwa kitu chema kwetu.
It reminded me, I was reading this about David's confession after Bathsheba, and he was very aware of his sin. He deceived himself. He thought, it's not that bad. It's like all of us. He knew what God wanted. He deceived himself, went really far along the path, and then finally his eyes were opened. God, what I've just done is horrible. And when he was convicted of that, God, I don't know, sorry.
Ina nikumbusha kuhusu nani, David, Daudi. Alipofanya dhambi ya kuelewa nani tuli ya kwanza mea prenjo alikuwa kunani akagundua amenifanya dhambi acha nirudilie kwa Mungu tena.
And David in Psalms 51 his confession was restore the I'll just read it, that'd be good if I do that. Okay, it says let me hear joy and gladness, let the bones you have crushed rejoice and rejoice the store of your salvation to me. So David was talking about like wanting to restore his bones that were crushed and rejoice and restore the joy of his salvation.
David alifanya maombi ya kuomba restoration maishani mwake.
Because that's one thing I can say in my own life is I know that that sin steals away the joy that God has for you.
Najua kitu naweza sema maishani mwangu, najua kama dhambi inakuwa nakupeleka mbali sana na uso wa Mungu.
God wants us to trust him and not our own understanding.
Mungu anapenda tumwamini yeye hapana kujiamini sisi.
Because it's good for you.
Juu ni njema kwetu.
And that we don't rebel and it sounds really ridiculous to say out loud, but that we don't rebel and decide that I know better than God, which is what we do every time we sin.
Tusipiganishi uwepo wa Mungu, tusipiganishi uwepo wa Mungu, tusikimbii mbali na uso wake.
If the worship team will come back up, I'm going to set up our time of response.
Na naomba nani worship team ikuye.
This we're going to sing Goodness of God, the song. It is great, okay? And if you've never heard it, I'm telling you, like this is the best thing that you're going to get out of the service. I mean, you might have thought this was good. You might have thought this music beforehand. I'm telling you, this song is great. One, they're going to sing it. They're going to sing it. But it's not a concert, all right? That's not a concert. You didn't pay to get in here, so don't think. But so here's the deal. We want this to be your time of response. Okay, that was, he left out a lot of stuff. That's cool, though. All right, and so as we, what I want you, as you're singing, this is the goodness of God, I want you just to either be quiet and let other people sing it over you. Like you, maybe you're like, I don't really know if God is good. I don't know if I can trust him. Maybe you're well aware of your sin and you're really feeling like, I thought of this as I was writing out some stuff. Like some of you, where you're not trusting God, is you're like, I'm very aware of my sin and I don't think God could ever forgive me for what I've done.
Acha hii nyimbo tunapoimba hii nyimbo hata kama ujui maneno acha watu wengine wakuimbie juu ya maisha yako juu ni inaongea kuhusu uwepo na uzuri wa Mungu.
You've got to trust him and not your own understanding. Your own understanding and the enemy will lie to you about your past failures and say God could never forgive you because of what you've done. But God's word says that he loves you and he died on the cross so that you could be forgiven. Trusting in God and what he says about us is not all bad stuff. It's not all saying you're going to have to move to a foreign country. You're
going
to have to give all your money away. Sometimes trusting in what God says is some awesome promises to you. So we're going to sing this song that reminds us about the goodness of God. I want you to sing it, or I want you to just be quiet and let other people sing it over you to remember, like, God is a good God and he can be trusted. If you need to pray with somebody, just, you can pray with anybody. You don't have to be on stage, right? So if you know somebody in the room who's a solid believer and you want to pray, you can just go ask them, hey, can you pray with me about whatever? You're all capable of doing that. If you're a solid believer, that's cool. You can do that. If you want to talk to somebody about how do I have a relationship with God, how do I get forgiveness of sin, there's many people in the room who would love to have that conversation with you. I'll be up front, I'll be over here, but you can talk to anybody in the room who you know loves Jesus. Talk to them about prayer or how to have a relationship with Jesus.